Strike three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear it? It is official. Our Los Angeles Dodgers, hopefully your Los Angeles Dodgers, of course my Los Angeles Dodgers, are World Series champs. But not only that, ladies and gentlemen, we are now considered Title Town, where we have a huge congratulations to our Los Angeles Lakers being the NBA champs, and as well, as you can hear in the background, your Dodgers. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say welcome, bienvenido to Season 2, and without no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you already know how we do. Hit it. What is up, everyone? ¿Qué tal? Muy emocionado, really excited to be able to have each and every one of you guys to be able to join us here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. It is Season 2, Episode 1. My name is Noan El Boricua, and I am your host, which is really exciting to be able to share with you guys really this new season, which really the whole premise around this season is really understanding what our audience, each and every one of you who are listeners, to be able to dial in and understand that we wanted to know. And just to give you guys context, I had a variety of topics that we wanted to hit, which just in fairness, we will hit all of them. I had things like, gotta clear my throat. We had things like sneaker culture, what does that look like? We had the opportunity to also talk about what it is about as far as artists, but from an actual artistic lens of designing and designers and artists in general and museums, and really be able to tell the stories in that as well. The other one that I really enjoyed too was understanding like the power of different cities and cultures. So for those that don't know, the majority though was all about soul care, you know, how do I take care of my mental health, how to take care of myself during this whole pandemic, COVID, Zoom fatigue, you name it, political unrest, social unrest, so many things. But the majority of what everybody says was, can you just get us refueled? And I think that was really the theme. So as Season 2 is here alive and well, we are looking at how do we refuel. For those that are already listeners, bienvenidos again, welcome back. For those that are maybe first-time listeners and you're barely hearing this new podcast for you guys, once again, we are all about how do you fuel your pasión? How do you fuel the passions in life that you're going after? And that could be through the lens of cultura, which is culture. It can be through faith, right? Nuestra fe. And really important that I believe is really conexiones, networking, right? The power of community. And for us, that's really what we're all about here at Fuel Pasión Podcast, is understanding that whatever it is that you're fueling yourself with, we hope it's through the lens of cultura, through faith, and also conexiones. And if it's not, or if it's not consistent, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Really excited to be able to share with you guys just some news. And really, this first episode, as I'm just kind of presenting, is really understanding the statistics and just quick facts overall. And, you know, shout out to CDC, shout out to, you know, just Mental Health America. They gave us some really good information, which by and large, I will put this in the description of the podcast that you guys can have an opportunity to be able to look these statistics up and understand why. So I want to pause here because the reason why I agreed to be able to, like, have this conversation and to be able to give you guys some glimpse of some of our guests that we have lined up. And let me tell you guys, I am so excited to be able to share with you guys. La verdad que va a ser algo muy tremendo, something so big, that you guys get the opportunity to be able to listen y poder oír like other people's stories. Really, to be honest, the beautiful struggle of what it is to be consistently refueling yourself. And for many of my guests, which actually suffer with actual anxiety, actual mental health issues, that for them, they've understood to take this on. So, you know, it's a glimpse, and I'm looking forward that I hope you can walk with us on this journey on understand how do we refuel our mind, body, and soul in this journey as we're navigating. So for many know, we are getting ready for an election. It is coming. It is literally here. And no matter what the outcome, there's going to be some heightened moments of anxiety, heightened moment of mental health that actually just doesn't affect you mentally, but it can actually affect you physically. We'll get into that later on in the season, but it's something that I want us to understand that. So in the midst of like all the sports and music and culture that's going on, we do have some big things that are in front of us that we need to deal with. And just to give you guys this general idea, it has been said that nearly one in every five American adults will have a diagnosable mental health condition in any given year. So any given year, you're going to have that. What's very interesting, though, it says that 46% of Americans will meet the criteria of a diagnosable mental health condition sometime in their life. And it says that half of those will actually develop the conditions, ladies and gentlemen, by the age of 14. So new news to me. This is something that que no lo podía creer. But I think overall, you know, it's been said, estimated that there is nearly, as far as in the United States goes, mental illness affects 44 million adults, which a percentage of the U.S. adults with mental illness is 18%. So in general, when we think about anxiety, we think about even depression, and then there's moments of bipolar disease, like all, even like post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD. So many big things that come to fruition or at the front end that we need to understand. And again, as you understand our episodes, we speak about the cultura, the culture of what this is to be able to refuel mentally. What are those challenges? But then we're going to also look through the lens of faith. There are people that are believers in God. There are people that actually have these challenges as well, and that they journey in that. But we're also going to look at like the power of community and how many people are actually coming together in a time where there's so many challenges that are in front of us. And I think for me, personally speaking, we do have, in our family, people that do suffer from anxiety, and it hits home for me. And this has been a very unique journey in the past couple years, because it's understanding how does one really learn to be there for their loved ones when they suffer from anxiety, when they suffer from any form of mental illness. And unfortunately, you know, siendo Latino, Puerto Ricano, it's tough. A lot of times Latino, you know, Latinx, Hispanic families, it's one of those like sana sana, like, you know, you're good, like shake it off, you know, eat more, you know, like we've unfortunately from, you know, a brown color context, and for all my Black indigenous people of color, like you guys all know what I'm talking about. Like for some reason, for many, many years, we've looked at like this quote mental illness, just like, no, you're fine. But when someone says, no, my brain feels kind of foggy, I don't feel like I'm myself today, we're like, well, then do this or do A, B, and C. And that's not the answer. And I will admit that I'm the first one who has done that, not knowing that this is an actual thing that is happening in America and around the world. So for me, this hit home. And I'll segue with this. But before we get with that, I want to just give you guys a quick little soundbite of some stuff that has been on my heart. So before we go into this next segment of why this really hits home personally for me, check out this quick little announcement. Nobody's sponsoring this episode. Actually, we have no sponsors at all for this season, but we did want to be able to communicate to you guys some really cool information. Hold on. What up, Fuel, Pasión, Comunidad, Community? This is Noah Boricua. Thank you guys for listening to this episode that we got going on for you guys. I wanted to like let you guys know real quick. So we have no sponsors, but we have been approached by many of you that want to join us. And we're actually really excited that we're going to be actually launching a Patreon where I will be actually committing, depending on, you know, if you guys can join our community. I want to be able to be connected with many of you, but I also want to be able to help guide you, give you information, and also be able to have conversations. So stay tuned. We have a Patreon that is launching on Fuel Pasión. It's all going to be about, you know, having a Zoom call, deep diving. I want to be able to listen to you. We want to have dialogue. Not only that, we're going to be giving really cool t-shirts and hats for all those that will be joining us for this Patreon. And this is all about comunidad, all about community here at Fuel Pasión, where we want to make sure that you continually grow in tu cultura, in your faith, and in your conexiones, in all that you do that you're passionate about in life. So I hope you can join us. And again, once again, muchas gracias, la verdad, muchas gracias, de lo profundo de mi corazón aquí en Fuel Pasión, that you guys are willing and hopefully considering to join us at our Patreon. So when I think about my journey and everything that I've been going through up until July of 2020, I was struggling with the fact of the social unrest of our Black brothers and sisters suffering. I was upset even prior to that of the struggle for our immigrant people, specifically our brown families, our Latinos, Latinas. And I was also struggling for myself, trying to be the best father and husband and leader that I can be in the different areas that I walk in, actually, that I'm a part of. And I think I say all this because of the fact that in July of this year, I was diagnosed with COVID. Now, I shared this in season one, but I wanted to kind of give you a deeper dive of the understanding of like why I feel that this was a very much needed conversation. Because I myself, as many of you as well, need to find healing. And I say that because in July when I was, I thought I had a sinus infection and I ended up with a fever of 103 for, I think I want to say 1 or 2 days. And my wife, amazing, my wife is so amazing. She quarantined me, isolated me as best as we could. And unfortunately, by the middle end of July, as I was battling this quote-unquote sinus infection, I wake up one morning, early morning, 4:30, 4:15 in the morning, with the biggest pain in my right upper chest. I literally thought somebody was stabbing me, like, Dios mío, ¿qué me está pasando? And I didn't know what to do. I got up. I couldn't breathe. It was, I mean, you know, for those that don't know, like I'm hearing myself as I'm recording. So it's always really weird because I hear myself and I can hear my breathing and I go back and it's almost like if it's traumatic to me trying to remember the lack of oxygen that I could breathe, but asking God to please give me the patience. I told my wife, please take me to the ER. I want to give a special shout out to Torrance Memorial Hospital here in Torrance, California. They did an amazing job. I had no fever. Long story short, they did a CT scan. They threw this ink, you know, in my system. Maybe many of you guys know what I'm talking about. And it was my first time I've ever had a CT scan, specifically on my lungs. They did a chest x-ray. They didn't find nothing. Second best thing the doctor said is, all right, well, we're going to do a CT scan. They inject me with the special ink and we get the results back. And sure enough, my right top lung has inflammation and I am diagnosed with pneumonia. For many that know, currently pneumonia is one of the biggest side effects or one of the results of what happens when you actually have COVID. It's hard for me to explain this because prior to that pain, I couldn't sleep. I was hallucinating at night sometimes. You know, my wife can attest to this. There was moments that because of the lack of sleep, I would sleep naps during the day. I lost my appetite. I didn't lose my sense of taste. I only did for like a couple days. But I couldn't believe that I tested positive with COVID. I didn't know. But again, just grateful for Torrance Memorial. They ended up telling me that I was at the latter end of COVID. So basically from July 7 or 8 all the way through the day that I ended up with pneumonia, they said, hey, you actually survived COVID. We now need to focus on your pneumonia. Shocker. And it wrecked me. At that point, many know I'm a man of faith. I was like, yo, why? And one of the things that I will say is that even going to scripture, like, you know, for those of us, you know, you go through those moments, you remember your abuelita, maybe your mom, your dad, right? Mommy, papi. And they always like tell you a verse from the Bible. So one of the things I was just like, okay, well, let me go through the Bible and let me see what I've highlighted. And really, to be honest, the Bible doesn't provide easy answers. Like, yes, the Bible has, you know, full of wisdom, encouragement for those suffering depression, anxiety, but it doesn't come like in a one verse dose. Be anxious for nothing and do not worry about your life. It can easily be taken out of context, which is problematic because first and importantly, doing so fails to appropriately handle scripture and carelessly misconstruing the larger intent of the passages. Looking at this, you know, I was just like, man, like, how do I have this? Like, why did I get this? And why did I survive? Here's the thing. My biggest takeaway was, why did I survive this? And that's when I started realizing that I had some moments of anxiety. It is in those moments that as I was recovering that I realized that it was harder than what I thought. And I shared it with my wife. I told her, I said, look, I'm mentally messed up. I've never had this in my life. I've never felt this before. For a moment, I couldn't refuel myself. I couldn't find the Bible verse. I couldn't find the candy bar or the cup of coffee that can take this like mental, you know, it was like I was scatterbrained everywhere. I was thinking, how do I use this platform of getting COVID pneumonia? And thankfully, I'm really grateful, but from the bottom of my heart, I'm just grateful, la verdad, that I had the chance to survive this. But now how do I use this to be able to help others, families that didn't have the same results? Like, how can I be something of comfort to them? But I realized that I couldn't even be a comfort to someone if I couldn't even have comfort myself. It was tough. I share with this that, you know, in my line of work that I do as a recruiter, I get the opportunity to be able to go to store openings and the opportunity to be able to see kind of, I guess you could say, quote, the fruits of your labor, and to see the amazing team that you hire. And as they open their doors for business, you know, you get the opportunity to partake of that. And for me, I showed up, I was there physically, I had my mask on, socially distancing myself. I was very short and curt. I realized I wasn't feeling like myself. Now, mind you, this was the first time in over 6 weeks that I saw more than 4 people at once. And we cut the ribbon. Business was open. Super grateful, right, during this pandemic to be able to have a business open. And as much as I wanted to celebrate, I needed to step away. And I went to my car and I broke down, started crying. I don't know why I was crying. Till this day, I don't know why I was crying. But I realized in that moment that I literally had an anxiety breakdown. Grateful, you know, my boss had called and, you know, I guess she wanted to know how everything went, and I just couldn't answer the phone. I had to sit there for a second to collect myself and to really understand, like, yo, this is real, you know? This is real, and I need to address this. And, you know, for me, one of my biggest outlets is that I love to run, and I will pause there because it depends if I'm not injured, because, you know, as you get older, you get injured easily. You know, so it was one of those things that my first time running, I was really excited. I almost had an anxiety breakdown of excitement. But I realized that physically moving actually was a little bit of healing for me. Even if it was only half a mile, I literally walked, not run, not jog. I walked half a mile, and I had the opportunity to be able to celebrate that. So I want to end with this. Maybe you've come to this podcast because you just support me as a friend, a colleague, and I appreciate you. Maybe you've landed this because someone offered it to you, but I'm looking at this new episode of, or really the season of, like, if we're looking to refuel our mind, body, and soul, what will it take? And I came to a realization that the culture, the cultura that I was grown up to be is not the one that actually gives me the answers. And I'm grateful to know that my loved ones that have been going through this struggle, that I can relate, and that I have the opportunity now to try to, A, take care of myself in order to take care of others. You know how they always tell you that whole analogy of, like, the airplane, like, make sure you put the mask on first before you help the person next to you, a family member, friend, whoever that is. It is the same context, mentally speaking. In order to refuel, I need to refuel myself in order to take others with me to where we need to go. Remember the introduction of season 2, my metaphor, my illustration is a car or any vehicle that needs either electric or gas. At some point, you need to refuel in order to take your passengers in life to the destination that you're going to. Let it be in your career, let it be your education, let it be in your relationships, wherever that looks like in your community, cultura, your group of faith, however that looks like. We need to refuel, we need to reassess, and we need to ensure that we're being very efficient in how we exert the amount of fuel, especially during times like this. I want to say thank you guys for joining, and I'm excited to be able to share our guests next week. And if you guys get a chance, you want to kind of maybe backtrack, check out season 1. We had a chance to kind of talk about Israel, my trip, and, you know, to be able to interview some guests that I had a chance to be able to build a community, right? Conexiones. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be able to start the conversation, continue the conversation, and constantly learn within the conversation. I want to say thank you guys. Y la verdad, de lo profundo del corazón una vez más, thank you for joining us. And I hope that you guys get the opportunity to really think about, reflect, and take time to just pause and enjoy the things that are around you. And look, if you need to find help, seek it out. And even if you have a mental health professional that you feel ain't vibing with you, that's okay. It's okay to find somebody else. Don't just pick anyone just because it's there. Take your time. Find the person that you need to be able to help you walk through in this whole journey. We hope you guys enjoyed it, and more to come. Season 2, Refuel, here on the podcast that we love to say, Fuel pasión, cultura, faith, conexiones. Hit it. What up, guys? We want to say thank you once again for listening to another episode here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. As always, please hit a like, follow us on Fuel Pasión Instagram, and that's Pasión with one S, P-A-S-I-O-N. And we hope that you guys can check out the content that we post. And more importantly, all we ask, if you can please, rate the show, share the show. Remember, as my nephew says, sharing is caring. We're out.